Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schuss of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkalim Daf Chofei in the Ruiz Vodar edition, starting the fourth parak. Zok the Mishnah. Hatrumo ma'ayu oisim bo. Once they did the Trumo Machzeh Shekel, all the Shkalim were gathered. They did a Trumo, as we mentioned in the end of the previous parak. They did Trumo a few times. And now you had the money, which was a Trumo. What do you do with the money? To buy with it the korban tomi that came every day, the musafim that came in special occasions, including Shabbos, and the nesachim, which is the wine that came with the korbanos. Ha'oimer, which is the korban that comes on Tzayin Nisan, v'shtei alechem that comes on Shavuos, v'lechem ha'parim that comes every Shabbos, v'chol korbanot tzibur. Every korban that belongs to the tzibur came from this money. It adds the Mishnah. The Shoyim is Svichim B'Shviz. In Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant the land. Svichim is what grows on its own. They have to guard to make sure that this Svichim stays there. Nobody takes it, so they can use it for the Oimer. The ones that are guarding the Svichim, they took the money from Truma Salishka. Truma Salishka is the Truma referring to. The Truma of the Shkalim that happened in the Lishka. Happened in that special chamber. And that was a way to purchase this Svichim. The Svichim is hefker, but he can take it. The ones that are guarded, they are being paid by the Tzibur to buy, to purchase these Svichim. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Avaroitzeh Misnadav Sher Mechinam. Says Rabbi Yosef, if someone wants to guard the Svichim and give it for free, meaning he's going to guard it, then take the Svichim, that are the plants that grow on their own, and donate to Beis HaMikdash, that's also okay. Omer Loi, Afatah Omer Shein Baim El Mishel Tzibur. Meaning they say, you agree, it has to come from the tzibur. So what's the problem? A person gives it on his own, it's not coming from the tzibur, it's coming from an individual. Elamah, he could give it to the tzibur. Maybe he's not going to give it to and donate to the tzibur in the right way, and it's not considered to be, but belongs to the tzibur, it cannot be used for korban tzibur. That's a quote from the Mishnah. In Maseches Tainis, we have 9 days a year that are designated for nine families, and one of the families did it with Kriyanim, that's what it's called. Zman Atzei Kriyanim Ve'am. So these nine families give donations of wood to Beis HaMikdash. Explains the Gemara, what's the idea of these nine times? El B'Shah Sholi Yisroel Goyle, when Am Yisroel came with the girl to build Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they didn't have enough wood in the lishka, in the place where they had to store the eitzim. These families came and said, we will donate the wood. They gave it to the tzibur. That's what they used for korban tzibur. So they conditioned, they did a tnai, the nevim. Even if you have the lishka where they store the eitzim, it's all full of eitzim. When these families gave the donation of eitzim during these days, during these times, they have the right to bring the korbanos should come from their wood because they originally gave it when there was no eitzim. So that's the reward that always they can bring eitzim during those times. That's the chud shita of Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. He says someone wants to donate to Beis HaMikdash Svichim, that's good enough. Rabbanan say, we can't rely on that, because Shem Elohim Serem Yafeh Afeh, maybe you won't give it right. So he says here, Bishma, in the beginning of Beis HaMikdash, there was no wood, so what do you want them to do? They had no choice but to rely on this wood. But the common established atakan, that throughout, going forward, even when there's a lot of wood, you still accept the wood of individuals. If you're choishish, if there's a fear, then maybe you won't give it right, so they should not take wood from individuals. So the fact that we do have these 9 days a year, we accept wood from individuals, that goes like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi, B'Shem, Rabbi Ilo, he comes to argue, Divrei HaKoli. It goes according to everybody. Ma'pligin b'guvah shel korban. The whole machlokes is in the korban itself. Can you give the actual korban, an individual can give the korban, or you choshish, he's not going to give it right. Avei machshiri korban, something which only a hechsh korban, like the wood, kol ha'amoy, everybody agrees it's okay. Shumishtane korban yochid l'korban tzibur. Meaning that it could come from an individual. So because an individual could donate the machshiri korban, I mean, not the korban itself, the actual animal or the actual flower, but what you use for the korban, like the wood that you burn. So this is something that even an individual can give. So if your rabbanon will agree that these families can continue giving the wood. The Gemara brings another example like this. Tani, isha she'asa ketonis levono. If a woman prepared and made a ketonis levono, a white clothing for a kohen, tzuchah limso tzibur, she gives it to the tzibur, and the tzibur can use it for the kohanim. So the Gemara davchofei amud beis, omavacha de'aviesi, that's the shita of aviesi. Said our Mishnah, that one could say, I'm donating the Sfichi to Beis HaMikdash, maybe he didn't do it right. But according to Rabbanon, an individual cannot do it, it has to be done by the Tzibur. Rabbi Yisrael says similar to what he said before. Everybody agrees, they're only arguing the actual korban. Korban, the one that's only a actual korban, like the wood, in this case, the clothing of the Kohen, an individual can donate it. So it comes down as a machlekes over here of Rav Acho against Rav Yosef the Amoiro. Do we say that these Mishnahs are going according to Rav Yosef in the Mishnah, or do they even go according to Rabbanan? So the one must think so, please go to Rav Yosef. Find a braiso that goes against Rav Yosef, meaning Rav Yosef the Amoiro, and saying this does not go according to Rabbanan, only according to Rav Yosef in the Mishnah. What's the raya? It says, these 9 days apply to when you have a korban and time Beis HaMikdash, or the days that there's no korban, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's a day that you don't do tainis, it's a day of simcha. Rabbi Yisroel says, no, only the days they have a korban. So what's that? Because Rabbi Yisroel holds that this is an actual thing. When they bring the etzim to Beis HaMikdash, you have to accept it. So that applies only when you have etzim. If I don't have Beis HaMikdash, I don't have wood to accept, so it doesn't really apply anymore. But Rabbanan say, even at time Beis HaMikdash was kayom, if they brought the wood, we won't accept it. Why? Because the individual doesn't know how to donate. We can't rely on it if we can avoid it. So what is the 9 days? It's just a zikaron be'alma, just a memory of what it used to be in the beginning when they built Beis HaMikdash. There was no wood, they had no choice but to accept it from these families. So even though we don't accept that anymore from the families, we still celebrate these days. So if so, even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, I don't accept the wood anyway. I didn't accept it for many years, but I still celebrate these days. So according to BIC, the celebration only applies when I actually accept the Eitzim. During the time of Beis HaMikdash, I accept the Eitzim. Rabbanan disagree, they say they never accept the Eitzim if I have a choice. So you may have a celebration is even if I don't accept the Eitzim. Void min ado d'tani, we have another rayo. I was from the family of Neisano ben Binyamin, and their day to bring the Korban Eitzim was Yud Be'ov. That year, the 9th of Av, they was supposed to be a fast, fell on Shabbos. So what happened? So Tisha B'Av was pushed to Sunday. But we did not do a full fast. We did only until Chatzos, until Mincha, and then we stopped the fast. Why? Because that day for us is a day of celebration. It's a day that they brought the wood. Now, according to our Girsa, so the question is the same. We're talking here about after Churban Beis HaMikdash. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, they're not bringing wood. But this Shita says, they hold like Rabbanon, that anyway never accepted wood. Because you don't accept from a yachid. So therefore there's no difference between when Beis HaMikdash is Kayam or after Beis HaMikdash is Nechrov. So that's why this is a raya against a Beis that says even according to Rabbanon, the wood we accept from these individuals, here you see, no, only that works only according to Beis, not according to Rabbanon. The Vilna Gaon has a different gear, so the gear says that this is arguing Rav Acho, because with fact we're speaking about Korban Eitzim, not sure everybody agrees there's a Korban Eitzim. That means even Rabbanon agree there's a Korban Eitzim. The Jizim Achleikas, does it apply when I don't have a Korban Eitzim? So that's a raya. The Rabbanon also agree to the Korban Eitzim concept that an individual can give it. Continues the Gemara according to the Mishnah, Ho'im Mevishteh Alechem Alechem Aponim. They come with Trumas Alishka and they used to pay to get it to pay the guards that were guarding the Sfichin during Shtas HaShemitah. Says the Gemara, Masidah Da'Bishmol, Da'Bishmol Omein, Ho'im Ba'am Min Asuya. Our Mishnah goes like Abishmol. That says you don't bring Oymer from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because you can bring Oymer from outside of Eretz Yisrael, so just bring it from there, I don't have to pay the people to guard the Sfichin. Tamatanina, we learned over there, called a korbanos ha-yochid v'atzibur bo'im min ha-oretz u'michutz la-oretz. The korbanos can come either from Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. Min ha-chodosh min ha-yashon, from the new crop or from the old. Chutz min ha'ayim v'shtei ha'lechem, except the ha'ayim that comes on the Tzayin Nisan, v'shtei ha'lechem l'kodesh Shavuos, shein bo'im elu min ha'chodesh u'min ha'aretz, has to come from the new crop, the new harvest, and it has to come from Eretz Yisrael only. So more, v'chutim v'shom yimra de'av v'shmol, and that's the shita of v'shmol. The v'shmol ha'ayim ha'ayim v'ba'am min ha'suri, he said you can't bring ha'ayim from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tama tarinu, another Mishnah, Esther Kedusha said, there's 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael, Mekadosh Mikol HaRotzes. Eretz Yisrael is in the list. Eretz Yisrael is more Kaddish than all other countries. Umay Kedusha, so what's the Kedusha? Shevi Yimena Oyim HaOymer VeHabikurim Mishtei HaLechem. You bring from there the Oymer on the Tzayin Nisan, the Bikurim that people bring for the first fruit, and Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Mashayim Mevim, you can't Mikol HaRotzes. You don't bring from other countries. So the Gemara again, Revchuna B'Shom Yimer, the Bishwal, that's all the Shita Bishwal, the Bishwal Omar. And Oymer Bo Min HaSuryo, he says, Oymer doesn't come outside of Eretz Yisrael. So these three Mishnayos of Brayos that we mentioned all go according to Bishmol. So what Tama Tani learned over there, Bishmol Oymer, Machorish Rishus with Nachovav Mud Aleph, Avkotzir Rishus. There the discussion is, the Pasuk says, Sheish is Yom Tavoid, Ubayom Mishri Tishbois, Machorish Vakotzir Tishbois. What is it coming to teach you? So Bishmol is coming to tell you, it allows you to harvest on Shemitah for the Oymer, for a mitzvah, a lot of harvest. Only Rishus you're not allowed to do, because you're not, plowing is only Rishus. There's no plowing which is a mitzvah. So plowing is always Rishus. So Katsir is also Rishus, which means harvesting. Yotza Katsir Oim Rishu Mitzvah. So come in Lafuke to take away Katsir Oim, which is mitzvah, which you could do on Shemitah. So the more Rishmol get the Rishmol goes to Shitah. So the Rishmol Amayin Oim Rebo Min Asurya. As we just mentioned, Rishmol says you can't bring Oim from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you're allowed to harvest on in Shemitah because you need the Tvu of Eretz Yisrael. And you may have to use the drasha of Yotzak Tzir Oim Meshu Mitzvah. So the Gemara have him, Ma'am Tana Shoyim Misvichin B'Shvis Noedim Tzchoy Metum Esad Ishko. Who's the one that in our Mishnah that says that the you paid the people that guard the Svichin Shemitah from the Tzchoy Esad Ishko? Rabbi Shmuel? According to this Girsa, this is what the Gemara just mentioned a few lines ago in the Chafel and base in the middle. The Vilna Goyen erases it from the Gemara there, because that's what the Gemara says right now. So it's not a repetition. Here is where the Gemara says at first that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara knows, everybody agrees. What happens is, Loimotsu b'Suryo, Mevim b'Suryo b'Svichin Shibayat Yisrael. The reason why we pay the guards is if I cannot get Oymer from Chutz Arts, it's not available. So then I need to pay the guards of Svichin. But you're right, even if I could get it from somewhere else, maybe I'll give it somewhere else and I won't pay the guards. So not necessarily our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Chof Hei.